How many bars do you think you could successfully visit in one night?
If I'm not drinking, a lot more.
We're going to go with 3 for Alexis before she yodels up her groceries.
Oh, okay.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And I bring it up because a 69-year-old British man just set the new world record by drinking at 120 bars in 24 hours.
What?
No!
Yes. How is that even possible? He had a drink at each one? Is he alive? Is it a dead man who got the award?
Keep your jealousy in check for just one second. His name is David Clarkson.
Jealousy.
And he moved to Australia recently with one goal for his retirement.
Yeah.
To drink everyone else under the table.
Oh, of course, this is Australia.
And he started his request at the Captain Cook Hotel in Sydney, then walked around to 119 other drinking establishments over the course of the next 24 hours. Stumbled, probably.
Okay.
The only rule was he had to have one drink at each stop, and water did not count.
How many drinks is that per hour? That's a lot.
I mean,
it's at least 5 drinks per hour. And by the time he reached his 120th bar, David was tired, he was visibly drunk, but he was still upright and heard the words that he'd been waiting for all night.
How you doing?
No. Those were not. Brooke, I know you like a man in a weakened mental state.
He's ready for you, Brooke.
Yeah.
But no, David was told at the last bar that his world record was officially certified.
Wow.
How was the last bar in business? They didn't cut him off when he walked in?
My God. And he was able to find so many bars that were open all night long.
Also true.
He took the title from two Australians named Harry Kuros and Jake Loiterton, who only managed a measly 99 pubs in 24 hours. Afterwards, David mumbled something about how much he loved everybody. Then he went home and chose to celebrate by sleeping it off for the next week straight.
Someone check his pulse, please.
Yeah, I was going to say.
If we can muster half of David's effort for the shock collar question of the day, then I think we're going to be in a good position. We're going to send it over to Digital Jake to lead us there.
Yay.
Take us there, Jake.
When I check my magical calendar, I see a lot of A-list celebs celebrating birthdays today.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Barbara Streisand.
Oh, okay.
Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
Nice. Kelly Clarkson.
Even Cedric the Entertainer. And yes, I do consider Cedric the Entertainer an A-lister, all right? It's my list. I get to choose who's on it.
Okay, he's a king of comedy.
But still, none of those stars shines nearly as bright as our own in-house celeb birthday.
Yes.
Because April 24th is the day the world was gifted Jose Bolaños.
All right.
You sure you want to use the word gifted?
Yeah. No, happy birthday, Jose.
I'm very special and gifted. I've been told that my whole life.
Oh, fair enough.
What would this world look like without Jose?
Oh. Wow, it'd be so quiet.
A lot less pun jokes and descriptions of annual salmon migrations. That's for sure.
By the way, Copper River salmon season's coming
too.
Okay. Nobody asked.
So today, to celebrate Jose's birthday, we're going to do a special Is This a Jose Tweet or a Different Celeb Tweet edition of Plenty of 20.
Cedric Entertainer never got a segment like this.
I promise you that.
I'll read you a tweet. You just have to tell me, did Jose tweet that or was it another famous celebrity? If you get it right, you get to stay in the game. Alexis, you're up first.
Okay.
A few years ago, when Russia first invaded Ukraine, someone tweeted, quote, "Let's go!" Was it Jose or another celebrity?
Wait, what?
If that was me, I'd like to say there was no correlation between war and my tweet.
Okay.
We all know you oversay that all the time.
I do say let's go. It's my favorite.
We're up early in the morning. Maybe you tweeted that before it happened.
Yeah.
And you didn't know.
Or maybe he read the headline wrong.
I could see that. I'm going to say it was Jose. On accident.
Okay. Please don't be true.
Alexa says that's a Jose tweet. That is not a Jose tweet. It was another celebrity. It was The Weeknd.
Okay.
Yikes.
Let's move over to Brooke.
All right.
Brooke, who tweeted, "I just ordered a set of ladles online and said, ooh, those are fancy schmancy when I saw them." Was it Jose or another celebrity?
Ladles?
Ladles.
Fancy, I mean, fancy ladles.
Here's the problem with this tweet for me is I've been to Jose's kitchen.
You have?
And there are not any utensils that aren't plastic.
You're right.
Or the giant plastic ladles?
No, honestly, the one pot I bought him, I think, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm going to say not Jose.
Brooke says that was another celebrity's tweet. That was... That was Jose on June 27th, 2021.
Wait, you don't have any silverware, but you have multiple ladles?
Yeah, and I've never used one of them.
Oh. Jose's like 2 a.m. Chinese Facebook marketplace posts. They can't be predicted.
And that's what it was. It was like a set of like four things.
Oh. They sound really nice.
Wow.
They were. They still are.
Jose, it's your turn.
Yay.
So Jose, you're going to have to remember if you did your own tweet or not.
Who tweeted, quote, "A true friend doesn't rub it in when they make a mistake. Instead, they'll help you rub it out." Was it you or another celeb?
That's really funny.
That's really funny, so I immediately assume it's me. But I'm mostly like inappropriate and crass on my live stream.
I've looked at a lot of your tweets. Many are very inappropriate.
Way actually, back in the day, full-on drinking Jose was probably way more inappropriate. But I still don't think this was me. I'm going to say nah.
Jose says that was another celeb. That was... another celebrity. That was television minister Joel Osteen.
Minister said?
That's right.
You help your friends rub one out?
Maybe he didn't understand. Nope, he understood.
I'm in the wrong religion.
Rubbing the sins out.
Great job identifying your own tweets, Jose. Let's go on to Jeffrey.
Okay.
Jeffrey, in May 2020, who tweeted, "Congratulations to the astronauts that left Earth today. Good choice." Oh. Was it another celebrity or Jose?
That's pretty good.
May 2020. That. Tough time for us all.
Yeah.
Right in the middle of the beginning of the pandemic.
Jose does like to follow news stories that most senior citizens would be really into.
Oh,
so like a rocket launch would be totally something Jose would get pumped about.
I probably trolled a lot of people.
Yeah, I'm going to say that's really him.
Jeffrey says that's a Jose tweet. That is...
Yes!
That's correct. Jose tweet from May of 2020.
Yes. Jose came back to Earth.
We are running out of time for Jose's tweet game.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you the sudden death question.
My own?
You have to identify your own tweet or another celebrity. You get it right.
Okay.
Oh my God.
And you win, you get it wrong. Okay. And Jeffrey wins.
I like it.
Who tweeted, quote, "I feel like there's a giant meatloaf inside of me"? Was it you or another celebrity?
Possibly right after eating a giant meatloaf.
How could anything ever stay inside of you? You're in the bathroom literally every 15 minutes.
The only times I eat meatloaf have been like drunk. There's a cafe that's open 24/7 by my...
You're missing the important part. It's a funny word.
Yeah, that's true. But I just... I don't like to lie, so I don't know... I'm going to say I didn't do this.
Truth for the sake of comedy.
Look at me for the sake of comedy. But no, I'm going to say I did not do this.
Jose says that's another celeb. That is...
Yeah!
That's another celeb, Jose. That was Kris Jenner. Great eye.
Wait, what?
Right after she met her boyfriend.
So, Jose, that means you've won today's birthday edition of...
Plenty of 20.
All right. Well, Jose remembers his own tweet somehow.
That is the most shocking thing I've heard all day.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh! That's all I need.
Okay. You want the whole song.
There it is. That's Jose's birthday. Text in 78592. Wish him a happy one. We're going to do your phone tap in just a few minutes.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.